This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
It's a storyline that, again, a bit similar to the Bradley Hill one. It doesn't yet have a resolution. He's contracted for the Swans. And ultimately, as we're about to talk, it hasn't changed from what we've known even going into the trade period. But there's a belief now on the back of a couple of conversations I had last night that the Swans today will at least begin meaningful conversations with Carlton around their demands for Tom Papley and the offering in the Swans' eyes of what Carlton has on the very first draft pick number 9.
Do you believe, though, Damo, that if Joe Danaher wasn't in the picture, that they would hold Tom Papley, or he'd still get to Carlton at this pick?
He wants out, yeah. And I think they're separate issues. His desire to get out of there is so strong, which has been articulated publicly to a point, but to me not compellingly enough to make you think. This is a young kid who was given a chance as a rookie, has developed his football to the point where they consider him elite, they consider him part of their premiership's hopes for the future. I don't feel it's compelling enough for him to just get an easy passage out. Mm. But the Danaher thing certainly has clouded it because of the currency that Carlton has with that pick 9 on the possibilities around Tom Papley.
Because, as you said, he's got, 2 years to go plus another 2-year trigger. So it's like a 4-year deal he's still got left at the Sydney Swans, hasn't he? 4 years?
It depends on which version of you want to believe it. Look, he's got two the way I read it, and it could well be the 2+2, which is a contractual lock-in on the trigger points you raise. But, yeah, certainly into 2020 and 21, which is out of dispute on what he is a Swans contracted player on.
Because it's interesting on both Papley and Danaher that they're both sort of saying, we just want to change. Obviously, Papley's going home. He wants to go home. But
Danaher wants to change.
Wants to change. Yeah. But in Papley's sense, he's got – I wonder when he come to this because – you know, is it the excitement of, I know things can change within the space of 12 months, but I wonder how recently he signed a new deal that's got him possibly 2 to 4 years with the Sydney Swans.
So. And now there's more money on offer. Well, yeah, exactly. You take the security of that deal initially and then there's more money to come and that's where it's at. I have a view that he's not worth pick 9, but I also have a stronger view that if a club wants a particular player and that's the pick they've got, pick 9 is what Carlton has got, you've just got to use it. Forget the Peter Bell logic that it has to be a great deal for everyone. Lordy, the need for a club overrides the seeming requirement these days for everyone to win. Sometimes there's losers in deals and that's just what happens.
Yeah, and I think that what Carlton lacks is exactly that. So Tom Papley, I suppose Carlton might be looking at, there's a boy, also another Haileybury boy, that's probably the best small forward in the draft called Cody Waitman. Okay. And he'll go around the 15 mark,
right.
Selection 15 as the best small forward. So
is he a Tom Papley type?
But he can sit on heads as well. So he's more your Jamie Elliott type that can, he can crumb, but he can also sit on your head, spring. Yeah. So a completely different sort of player to Tom Papley. So they're all the things that you'd be weighing up if you're Carlton. So could we get...
Would you use pick 9 on him the way you read this draft?
It's going to be interesting. I know there's clubs that if he's, I know a couple of clubs that they see, if he's in that teen, 16, 17, he's going to be ours. We want him. But pick 9 maybe a tad early. So it's sort of around that, between that 9 to 17 mark. That's where he'll go.